Now, it's also really important to find a state specialization for the general international trans matrix G, because when we do the design, control design, or do the, any analysis, we will need to compute a G so that we can find the controllers or do the stability or performance analysis. Now, of course, we can do a state specialization by doing realization, using realization theory on the transfer function G, but that's usually fairly complicated, and also the state specialization obtained in that way may not be minimum, and also sometimes actually lost the direct physical meaning of those states. So it's actually more useful to obtain the realization directly by connecting the state specialization of each individual components. So assume that each component has a state specialization, for example, P, F, and W1, W2 have certain state specialization themselves. And we can write the state space equation for each one of them. And for example, we use XP to denote the state of P, and XF to denote the state of F, and so on. And then all we need to do is make the suitable connection. And remember, what we want is we want the input signal to be DN and U, and output signal to be VUF and the Y. So we pick up the input output signal in such a way. Then we can write all those and eliminate all other variables that are not input-output variables were interesting. Then we can get a big A matrix and big B matrix and C matrix and D matrix and so on. And this is exactly the way we obtain this state specialization in here. Just by eliminating all those intermediate variables that you are not going to see in a general linear fractional transformation.